Families have the ability to adapt and change identity over time. So we start out as children, then we become young adults such as yourselves. You might become parents, grandparents. You'll be perhaps uncles and aunts and cousins. You'll belong, you know, to a whole range of networks that are brought to you through belonging to a family. And so what I'm getting at with this point is that your identity as a member of a family is not fixed. It changes over time, all right, from being, you know, you're treated very differently as an infant to a teenager to somebody who's left home, travelled abroad to become a student. And fourthly, it's about the performance of family tasks. And I'll be saying a bit more about that in a moment. Anyway, those are the four main functions of the family. I hope that's clear to you all. Okay? So let's go on to look at some of these tasks that are performed by the family. Physical maintenance is the first and most critical. This is about providing food, clothing, and shelter for family members. And that is a huge and important task. It's also about socialization and education, bringing children into the world and giving them the language, the customs, the manners, the modes of behavior which allow them to adapt and succeed in the societies to which they belong. It's also about providing education. It's about the control of social and sexual behavior, making sure that we all conform to the expected norms and values of our society in terms of our sexual relationships and our social relationships. And lastly, it's about the maintenance of family morale, about encouraging all family members to support each other. I'd be interested to know from you, perhaps in questions we might have at the end or a discussion at the end, just how important this aspect of being a family member is to you, the fact that you can rely on members of your family for support. So the whole essence of the family then is to raise children to a point where they can go out and choose partners for themselves and create new families, and that, you know, passes on from one generation to the other, and leads to what we might think of as social progress. Okay, so there are three main types of family that we can identify. The nuclear family, I won't spend very long on this, but the nuclear family is a kind of typical unit that we have here in Western cultures, which is basically, it's sometimes called the isolated nuclear family, and this is mum, dad, and the children living together in a home, and that has become the predominant model of family organisation in Western societies, okay? As distinct from the extended family, which is where you not only have mother and father and children, but you might have the grandparents living at home, or you might live in an area, say a compound, for example, with other relations, which is very common in many other parts of the world where you have that kind of extended family network, okay? But living in close geographical proximity to each other. And then the third one is what is referred to by some sociologists today as the attenuated family, and that is where you may not live with your grandparents or even your parents, but through the magical means of modern technology, you're in daily contact with them. You might be doing that over your phone, over the internet. I'm sure that in a few years' time we'll be able to communicate with each other, and we'll be communicating with each other over some sort of video link. This is becoming increasingly common with the use of videos on mobile phones and all the rest of it. So technology is promoting perhaps a reconstituting of the family in this attenuated format by allowing people to be closer together than they would be otherwise separated by geography. Okay? So we've got those various family types. Right, now I want to move on to talk a little bit about demography, which is looking at the kind of way that family structures and the future of the family fits into overall patterns of population development. So demography is about the study of populations, if it's not a term you've come across before. And I'm going to be talking really about something called the demographic transition model, which I'll show you in a moment. And what I'm doing with this section is looking at the changing structures of the families of families around the world. As we've already said, one of the main functions of the family is to provide a stable foundation for the conception and rearing of children. But what seems to be happening in the modern world is that this, which has been, if you like, the prime motivating force of family development for thousands of years, has suddenly started to disappear. So we're here in the West especially, we're living through a moment of very profound change in terms of what's happening to the family.